This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
It's 8 minutes after six on this Tuesday morning. Time now for part one of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Farm Credit Services of Illinois.
Hi, this is Bob Lentz, manager of Montgomery County Farm Bureau. Ford Motor Company has an exclusive offer for Illinois Farm Bureau members. Get a $500 bonus cash savings off a vehicle MSRP towards the purchase or lease of any eligible Ford or Lincoln vehicle. Certain eligibility restrictions apply. See your Ford Lincoln dealer for complete details and qualifications. Join Montgomery County Farm Bureau today for this and other great benefits.
Operating a successful farm takes more than hard work and determination. It takes smart decision making from every angle. That's why more farm families turn to Farm Credit each day for all their financial and crop insurance needs. Our 96 years of experience has helped us become more than the nation's leading ag lender. In addition to our specialized staff of ag professionals, we've also developed a unique range of financial products and services that you can use to help manage the financial side of your farming business. Whether it's farm real estate loans, operating lines of credit, equipment financing, or crop insurance, Farm Credit has the products and services to meet the needs of today's farm families. When you demand success in every field, Farm Credit is the financial expert to turn to. For more information, call Farm Credit today at 1-800-444-FARM. Whether we're in the field with you or in the office for you, farming is our life too.
Ooh. Ah, that's what you'll be saying after you slip on a pair of Dr. Comfort orthotic sandals, now available at Michelle's Pharmacy. These are extremely lightweight sandals that help correct posture and alleviate foot and back pain, as well as aching legs. Try on a pair at Michelle's Pharmacy, and don't forget about free delivery only from Michelle's Pharmacy. Healthier, happier feet start right here at Michelle's Pharmacy in Gillespie and Carlinville.
First of all, in the farm news this morning, the overnight crude oil market, 12 cents lower at $83.15. The Brent crude, 45 cents lower at $95.60. The August gold contract was $5.30 higher at $1,632.32, while the U.S. dollar index 0.220 lower at 81.726. In electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, July wheat now trading at 642.5, up 12.25. September wheat trading at 660.5, up 12. July corn now trading at 611.75, that's up 12.25. September corn 548.75, up 11.75. July soybeans now trading at 1411.25. That's up 27 cents. August beans, 13.98 1/4. That's up 28 cents. On the Chicago Board of Trade yesterday, July wheat closed at 6.30 1/4, up 20.75. September wheat closed at 6.48 1/2, up 21.75. December wheat, 6.72 1/2, up 21.25. July corn yesterday closed at 5.99 1/2, up 20. September corn closed at 537, up 27.5. December corn closed at 534, up 28 cents. July soybeans yesterday closed at 1384.25, up 8.25. August beans 1370.25, up 13.25. September beans closed at 1350.5, up 18.5. July soybean meal yesterday closed at 412.90, up 28. August meal closed at 409.70, up 61. September meal 406.10, up 92. July soybean oil yesterday 48.76, up 32. August oil 48.93, up 31. September oil 49.10, up 30. July oats yesterday closed at 316, up 8.25. And September oats closed at 299, up 5.25. Right now, we'll take you to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash grain report.
This is the U.S. and the Illinois Department of Agriculture's grain market report. Illinois country grain prices were higher late Monday afternoon. A warm and dry extended weather forecast for the eastern Corn Belt helped to push corn and soybean futures higher. Weekly export sales figures for corn were above trade expectations, helping to lift the corn values. In the USDA's weekly crop progress report, the condition of the U.S. corn crop dropped to 63% in the good and to excellent range. That's down 3% from last week. In central Illinois, country grain dealers quoted shell corn 20 to 25 cents higher at 630 to 648. Soybeans are up 8 to 10 cents at 1372 to 1392. Wheat was 20 to 25 cents stronger at 605 to 628. In the southern part of the state, elevators and mills reported shell corn 16 to 22 cents higher at 624 to 651. Soybeans are up 7 to 10 cents at 1375 to 1396. Wheat was 16 to 25 cents higher at 617 to 640. In the St. Louis market area, country elevators and mills reported shell corn 17 to 21 cents higher at 632 to 640. Soybeans are up 7 to 10 cents at 1383 to 1394. Wheat was 20 to 25 cents higher at 624 to 630. Illinois River barge loading elevators placed their producer corn market 18 to 21 cents higher at 634 to 645. Soybeans are 5 to 8 cents higher at 1395 to 1401. Wheat was 21 cents stronger at 622 to 635. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn market 16 to 17 cents higher at 650 to 657. These elevators raised their soybean bids 9 to 12 cents at 1413 to 1420. Soft wheat was up 22 cents at 644 to 645. Milo was 21 cents higher at 570 to 571. This is John Ray reporting for WSMI.
On the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday, July hogs 95.45 up 242. August hogs 93.22 up 202. October hogs 81.95 up 90 cents. June cattle yesterday closed at 117.20 up $1.05. August cattle 117.97 up $1.32. October cattle 121.95 up 82. August feeder cattle yesterday 156.12 up a dime. September feeders 157.75 up 32, and October feeders 158.70 up 22. Back we go to the Department of Agriculture in Springfield for the cash livestock market report.
The closing livestock reports for Monday, June 18th. For the Eastern Corn Belt, the Liedrich hogs, Barrows, and Gilts closed $2.85 higher, with a carcass-based price range of $88 to $102 and a weighted average of $95.17. Hogs purchased in Illinois today, $11,000. Illinois Direct Brown Gilt trade was 2 to 4 higher at $61 to $66, with Illinois Direct Slaughter Sows mostly steady. U.S. 1s to 3s under 400 pounds and 400 to 450 pounds traded from 42 to 45. 450 to 550 pounds, 45 to 49. Over 550 pounds at 47 to 50. Boars under 300 pounds, 35 to 42, and over 300 pounds, 15 to 21. Today's estimated receipts, 900. Friday's actuals, 350. Pork carcass cutout at 94.33, and that is up 21 cents. The estimated daily livestock slaughter under federal inspection, hogs for today, 391,000. Last week, 386,000. A year ago, 394,000. Cattle for today and last week, both 130,000. And a year ago, 128,000. Box beef cutout values were weak on light to moderate demand and moderate offerings. Total movement today, 147 fab loads with 35 trim. Choice at 197.49. That is down 51 cents. Select at 180.60, and that is down 51 cents. At the Illinois auctions, which we cover, receipts last week of 2,033 head. Compared to the previous week, slaughter steers traded mostly steady to dollar lower. Choice steers range from 119 to 125 and a quarter. Choice heifers traded steady to dollar higher at 119 to 125 and a half. Choice Holstein steers traded mostly steady to dollar higher and range from 108.75 to 116 and a half. Illinois direct slaughter cattle traded 1 to 2 lower. Live cattle traded from 121 to 122 on a last week on a live basis. Thank you. This is Kim Harmon with the U.S. and Illinois Department of Agriculture Livestock Grain Market News Service. Returning you back to WSMI.
Spot dairy prices on the Chicago Mercantile Exchange yesterday: for butter, 152 and a quarter, down 1 3/4. For block cheese, 161 and a half, unchanged. For barrel cheese, 157 and a quarter, unchanged. The spot price for Class 3 milk yesterday, $15.60. Here are the bids from Hog Inc. Incorporated of Greenfield and Scottville. Corn delivered to Greenfield for June, $6.31. For July, $5.56. Corn delivered to Scottville for June, $6.31. For July, $5.48. Beans delivered to Greenfield or Scottville for June, $13.82. For July, $13.58. Wheat delivered to Scottville for June, $6.06. For more information or to confirm the bids, call Hog Inc.'s Greenfield office at 217-368-2888. Pre-opening prices again: corn at Greenfield, $6.31. Corn at Scottville, $6.31. Beans at Scottville or Greenfield, $13.82. And wheat at Scottville, $6.06. That's all for part one of the Morning Farm Show on this Tuesday, brought to you by Farm Credit Services of Illinois, by the Montgomery County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, and by Michelle's Pharmacy of Carlinville and Gillespie. Color radar shows no precipitation in the mid-Illinois listening area. This check of color radar weather brought to you at this time by the M&M Service Company and by Carlinville Truck Equipment.
Carlinville Truck Equipment is the one name you need to know for truck and trailer repair. Plus, they have a large supply of steel and aluminum toolboxes for your truck at competitive prices. For help with your farm beds, hoist, tag, or pusher axles, lift gates, or any other truck-related equipment, see Carlinville Truck Equipment. You can count on Norm Craze and his staff for fast, dependable service. Carlinville Truck Equipment, 1900 North University, Carlinville. Call 854-6706.
Who else provides a partner in crop production like M&M Service Company? The fact is, with your M&M crop specialist working with you throughout the entire year, you have the unique advantage of combining quality seed with expert agronomic knowledge know-how. As a true business partner, you can rely on your M&M Service crop specialist to help you reduce risks, make smarter decisions, improve profits, and just make the whole business of farming easier. So, for a production partner that can bring solutions that work in your fields, get a hold of your M&M Service Company crop specialist today. M&M Service Company, the local solution to your world of needs.
Across mid-Illinois for today, sunny skies, high temperatures in the low 90s with south winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight, mostly clear, low temperatures in the low 70s. Tomorrow, Wednesday, sunny skies, the high in the mid-90s. Your extended forecast for Thursday through Saturday, partly cloudy with a slight chance of a shower Thursday. Low temperatures in the low 70s, highs in the upper 80s. Right now at the Weather Center, south winds at 6 miles per hour. The barometric pressure is steady. Our temperature 71 degrees. 21 minutes after 6 on this Tuesday morning, part 2 of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn, and by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro. First of all, in our farm news today, the 2012 Montgomery County Fair begins tomorrow at the fairgrounds in Butler. The Open Sheep Show will begin at 8 o'clock, the Open Goat Show at 1 o'clock. The opening ceremonies for the fair will be Wednesday evening at 7 on the stage, and then the Future Miss Montgomery introductions and the Queen Contest will be held. Also in our farm news on this Tuesday morning, here's Brad Schwab of the Illinois Agricultural Statistics Service with our weekly crop condition report.
Statewide temperatures averaged a near normal 73 degrees and rainfall accumulations were reported at 94 107 inch, which was just 6 107 inch below normal for the 7-day period ending Sunday, June 17th. However, not all crop reporting districts were blessed with normal rainfall, as the southern third of the state is still experiencing some very dry conditions. There were 6.2 days suitable for field work and topsoil moisture supplies were reported at 24% very short, 46% short, 29% adequate, and 1% surplus. Subsoil moisture below the 6-inch profile came in at 25% very short, 50% short, and 25% adequate. Growing degree day units since May 1 ended the week at 887, which was 108 units or 14% ahead of the historic average. Corn growth continued at a healthy pace last week with a reported average height of 42 inches, a growth of 13 inches in just 1 week. And this height is compared to 21 inches a year ago and 25 for the five-year average. The crop reporting district leading the state in corn height was the East Southeastern District with an average height of 55 inches. Overall, the state's corn crop was rated in 52% good or excellent condition, down 4 percentage points from last week. Soybean emergence advanced to 97% compared to 87% a year ago and 77% for the five-year average. 3% of the crop was reported blooming. Overall, the soybean crop was rated in 47% good or excellent condition, down 3 percentage points from last week. The soft red winter wheat crop was reported at 85% ripe, and this compares with 32% a year ago and 37% for the five-year average. Wheat harvest advanced to 70%, well ahead of last year's 3% and the 12% five-year average. Overall, the wheat crop was rated in 68% good or excellent condition, and generally speaking, farmers have been pleased with not only their yields but also quality and test weights of wheat harvested so far this year. Pastures, red clover, and alfalfa were all rated in fair to good condition. The second cutting of alfalfa was reported at 49%, and this can be compared to 3% last year and 6% for the five-year average. This has been Brad Schwab with the Illinois Field Office of USDA's National Agricultural Statistics Service in Springfield.
On the AM Live program Monday morning, our guests were Joyce Vickery of the St. Louis Dairy Council and dairy producer Boyd Schaufelberger, who farms just north of Greenville. He described his operation and how he got started in the business.
Well, I grew up on a dairy farm, farmed with my parents, and after farming in partnership with my parents for about 5 years, my wife and I started buying the farm from them in 1980, and since then we've been sole operators. Our farm is about 3 miles north of Greenville.
How many acres do you have there?
Well, we farm a total of about 950 acres. We milk 100 or 105 milk cows, and then we have the replacement heifers and small animals that go along with that. We only own about 275 acres there in the main unit.
One question also I'd like to ask is what percentage of your acreage is committed to dairy production in that haying and silage and that sort of thing?
Probably about a third of our acres go to feed the dairy cows. We grow our hay, we grow our corn and corn silage. We do buy a protein supplement which contains soybeans, but we do cash grain corn and soybeans.
Okay. How are things looking on the farm so far?
Well, the crops look good. They're just been getting enough rain to keep them growing. It's still plenty dry out there, and we're going to need rains about once a week in order to bring this crop along, but it looks very promising right now.
Did you get a little rain the other night?
We did Saturday night, Sunday morning, we got 0.2 inches, and a week ago today, we got 1 inch, so that really helped things out there in Bond County.
Yeah, we got a little bit more last week, I think, and probably about the same as what you got Saturday night, so all together here, our totals will probably match what you have down there. What's a typical day like for you?
Well, the average dairy farmer probably spends 14 to 16 hours a day involved in different activities. The typical day for me, I do have a fellow that does a lot of the milking for me, so whenever I get up, I will typically check in with him. He's maybe started for 15 or 20 minutes before I get there. And then I start to mix the feed for the milk cows and bigger heifers, and then checking animals to make sure they're healthy, checking for animals that are mothers that are getting ready to have babies, that sort of thing, and then cleaning up throughout the day where they live, and then also just fixing things. There's a lot of maintenance to be done, and then in the middle part of the day we're making feed, planting crops, that sort of thing. And then we do the same thing all over again in the evening. Typically start, we try to start milking at 5 a.m., which means a half hour of preparation or so ahead of that, and get done about 8 o'clock in the morning. And then in the evening, the typical chore time, milking time, is from about 4 to 7.
It does take that long to milk. You milk 105 head, you said?
That's right. We usually just have one person in the milking parlor. We have two different groups of cows, so we have to move one group in and another group out. So that takes a little extra time. But it takes about 2.5 hours, actually, to do the milking itself, and then there's cleanup after that. So
your animals, I bet they're pretty much in tune with that, too, aren't they?
Yes, if you get them out of their routine, they tend to be kind of difficult to deal with. They're very much a creature of habit.
That's Boyd Schaufelberger of Greenville. Rita Frazier of the Illinois Farm Bureau recently talked to area native and new Litchfield High School ag instructor Thomas Martin, and she reports.
I'm Rita Frazier reporting Ag News for WSMI. Thomas Martin joins us, Montgomery County's very own and back in the county after graduating from college, and now has been named the new teacher, the ag teacher at Litchfield High School. Recent news, in fact, Thomas, you mentioned that was just last week that the school board made their final announcement.
Yes, it's been a very good and quick timeline on everything from application to interviews and finding out.
What are your goals, Thomas? And I'm sure you shared those with the school board. You know, tell us a little bit about, I know you're thrilled and you have lots of plans to put in place, but you also have a lot of passion for this field and industry. Tell us about your goals.
Well, fortunately, you know, a lot of it has already kind of been laid out with Monty Elvidge's work at Litchfield. A lot of students really succeeding with their record books, and a lot of it's going to be maintaining kind of the successes of the program and then just kind of building upon those now that the foundation's been laid out. So I think the main thing there is to make sure that opportunities continue to just kind of abound for the students, whether that be with their record books, making sure that they have good projects to be working with, continuing their excellence with FFA contests and leadership opportunities with the FFA. Just kind of continuing on the tradition that he's built up and making sure that we keep adding on to that, to where we're always progressing forward.
Yeah, such a great point, because the last couple of years, Monty has had great success. The members there, you know, three section officers from one chapter, kind of unheard of. So he did really do a lot there, and you have a lot to build on. You're right.
Yeah, very impressive program, and very glad to get such a strong program to just kind of build upon. It's almost like he planted the seeds, and then I'll get to harvest all the rewards of it.
Yeah, and because obviously you grew up on a farm right here in northern Montgomery County, and the plot for the FFA for Litchfield, you'll probably want to continue that and all those hands-on kind of experiences.
Yeah, making sure that, you know, it's not just also about the students. It's about involving the community to come around and supporting the students' education.
Now, are you ready for someone to call you Mr. Martin? How's that going to sound?
It was a little different whenever I was in the second interview. They had some students come in and did a lesson, and it's hard to think that you no longer have a first name. It's Mr. So it'll be a little different, but definitely looking forward to it.
So, Thomas, you'll start, obviously, with this school year, and you've got other plans. But real quick, you actually are going with the Farm Bureau to Cuba later this summer, and I know you're really looking forward to that.
Yeah, I am definitely looking forward to going down to Cuba. We'll be down there for about 5 days doing a market study tour of the island and trying to figure out what are some of the barriers that we currently have in place with Cuba. What are the opportunities for farmers here at home in Illinois and across the country if we continue to move forward with opening up relations with Cuba? There's a lot of potential there. They already are one of our bigger importers for U.S. products, and that's still with the embargoes in place. So there's a lot of potential that I think is unrealized with Cuba that can really benefit us economically and benefit them.
It's Thomas Martin with now the Litchfield FFA and the new instructor there at Litchfield High School. We wish him all the very best.
Also in our farm news today, the National Association of Farm Broadcasting's Tom Brand talked about some important bee facts with Bayer Bee Care Center manager and apiologist Dick Rogers.
Dick, thanks for joining us. What exactly is an apiologist?
An apiologist is a scientist or a person who specializes in the study of honeybees.
Now, tell me a little bit more about the Bayer Bee Care Center.
The Bayer BeCare Center is a facility that's been started both in Germany and in North America. We have a center in Germany in Mannheim and one in Clayton, North Carolina. And these centers are a way to bring together all the diverse activities, bee-related activities of Bayer. Bayer's been involved in bee health-related activities for more than 25 years, and because we wanted to bring all these the different department activities together, this seemed to be the best approach.
Now, in agriculture, we certainly know that bees are important, especially when it comes to pollination, but what exactly is Pollinator Week?
Pollinator Week is an event that's happening this year between June 18th and June 24th. It's the sixth annual Pollinator Week, and it was started by the North American Pollinator Protection Campaign to raise awareness about the health of pollinators. And pollinators includes birds, bees, bats, and other animals, any animals and insects that pollinate a plant. And several years ago, the U.S. Senate unanimously approved designating a week in June as National Pollinator Week.
And what would you say is the goal of Pollinator Week?
Well, the goal of Pollinator Week is to provide opportunities to learn more about bees and other animals that act as pollinators and provide that valuable service. And it's also to increase the awareness of how to conserve, preserve, and protect these valuable animals. The great value of bees as pollinators has been known for many years, but not everybody appreciates that or has a great deal of knowledge about this aspect. So a focused event such as Pollinator Week is meant to really increase the appreciation and understanding amongst consumers and others about how bees are involved in providing pollination of wild plants and also our crop plants.
Tell me a little bit more then about pollinators.
Well, pollinators can be insects. This includes honeybees, other bee species, moths, butterflies, beetles, flies. And it also includes animals such as birds and bats and even mice. Pollinators are quite a diverse group. And what is meant by pollinator is it's an organism that will cause pollination to occur. And that's simply the transfer of pollen from the male part of the plant to the female part of the plant. So it's that transfer of pollen that these animals facilitate.
And while there are plenty of different pollinators, we know that bees are probably the ones that are most recognized. Tell us about bees and how they play their role.
Well, bees in general are vital to the pollination of crops. In the U.S. alone, it's estimated that more than $15 billion worth of crops are annually pollinated by honeybees. And there's also 20,000-plus species of bees worldwide that are essential for the pollination of wild plants and crop plants as well. So they're very valuable, and the only species of pollinator that produces food that we can eat is, of course, the honeybee, and that product is honey, and I think we all love honey.
Well, pollinators are really a vital part of the ecosystem, and especially in agriculture, right?
Absolutely. They're estimated to pollinate about a third of the food that humans eat, either directly or indirectly. In addition, they pollinate crops that we produce seed from for growing food for our livestock, for example.
Really a lot to fathom.
That's right. Pollinators are estimated to pollinate over 75% of all flowering plants. And one way to think of this is that plants benefit from pollinators, but the pollinators also benefit from plants, because the plants provide the nectar and pollen they need to survive. So in reality, it's a wonderful and interdependent system that is important to understand and protect.
If some folks would like to learn some more information about Pollinator Week, where can they find more information?
Well, anyone from farmers to gardeners to school children, they can find information at pollinator.org. And on that site, you can find how to become a pollinator partner, and you can download an abundance of useful material, including the new BeeSmart app, which is a wonderful tool for determining how to attract pollinators. Also, you can find more information about the Bayer BeeCare Center at bearcropscience.us. And as well, you can find various video clips on YouTube about Bayer and bee health.
That was Dick Rogers, the manager of the Bayer Bee Care Center. Once again, in electronic trading on the Chicago Board of Trade right now, July wheat, 642.5. That's up 12.25. September wheat now trading at 660.25, up 11.75. July corn now trading at 611. That's up 11.5. September corn trading at 548.25, up 11.25. July soybeans now trading at 14.14.25, up 30. August beans trading at $14.50. That's up 30.75. We'll keep you updated throughout the day with the commodity markets on WSMI, WSMI FM 106, part two of the Morning Farm Show, brought to you by Wright Automotive of Hillsboro and by Seavers Equipment of Hamel, Hillsboro, Greenfield, Carlinville, and Auburn.